B-5305. Extracts from letter B-5305. Dated February 2, 1905. If only our souls will be converted from the error of their ways, and seek the Lord, and learn the science of preserving the health of the body and the soul. And where can they learn these much-needed lessons, as well as at our sanitarium, which the Lord has said should be established in many places? Lectures might be given to the multitudes, but while the words spoken would enlighten many minds, how can people understand fully without a practical knowledge? One patient, successfully treated, will have a testimony to bear of the virtue of the simple methods of treatment, the simple, healthful remedies that nature has provided, without the use of drugs. When Christ was upon this earth, he did not direct fishermen to leave their nets and boats and go to the Jewish teachers to gain a preparation for the gospel ministry. Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. This prompt obedience, without any question, without one promise of wages, seems remarkable. But the words of Christ were an invitation that implied all that he meant it should. There was an impelling influence in his words. There was no long explanation, but what he said had a drawing power. It was at the very beginning of his ministry that Christ began to gather in his helpers. This is a lesson to all ministers. They should constantly be looking for and training those who they think could help them in their work. They should not stand alone, trying to do by themselves all that needs to be done. Christ would make these humble fishermen, in connection with himself, the means of taking men out of the service of Satan and making them believers in Christ, teaching them in regard to the kingdom of God. In this work, they would become his ministers, fishers of men. They were to be his prime ministers. But he did not tell them to go to worldly schools to obtain the advantages of worldly cultivation. He did not tell them to go to the Jewish synagogues to learn of the rabbis, their customs and traditions, in order that they might be prepared for the work he had for them to do as his evangelists. He said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."